Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. 7:33 the time. Mark Howard alongside him, Kevin Ingram, Morgan Alexander, our producer this morning. Tennessee Lottery proud to have raised more than $5 billion for education. All right, let's get into it. Time once again for Titans by the Numbers.
Now, it's time for Titans by the Numbers.
Titans by the Numbers.
Reliving the best moments and memories of the Tennessee Titans by celebrating the men who wore Titan blue.
Rusty, get loose. We're good. Let's go win this with Rusty, okay? Yep. All right, let's go.
Rusty's going.
That was a highlight from earlier in Titans by the Numbers. All right, we are about to enter the 50s, and there's some really good ones. You start thinking about some of the linebackers that have played here. So we'll begin with number 50 this morning. Number 50 signed with the Titans as a free agent prior to the 2006 season. He made 107 tackles that year with 4 for loss, 2 forced fumbles, and 5 passes defensed. 07, he had his best year, 122 tackles, 10 for loss, 2 interceptions, a forced fumble, a recovery, and a sack. In 08, he had 78 tackles, 6 for loss, 6 passes defensed, 2 forced fumbles. 2009, collected 59 tackles, a sack, and a forced fumble. Missed the 2010 season. He was injured. Retired in 2011, but 4 years with the Titans. David Thornton had over 360 tackles, 6 forced fumbles, 2 picks, 17 passes defensed, a fumble recovery, and 2 sacks. David Thornton was a really solid player for several years here, and came here from Indy, right?
He did.
Man, he was really good. But David Thornton is our Titans by the Numbers selection at number 50. We'll give you the clip. November 4th of 07, sack of David Carr against Carolina in the first quarter.
Titans acting like they're going to blitz. Carr drops. They come. Carr in trouble. Sacked! DT himself. David Thornton puts him down back at the 16.
Good player, times, nice guy. That's the call of Mike Keith, David Thornton's sack of David Carr.
How many times does David Carr get sacked through the course of this Titans by the Numbers?
Yeah.
Whether it's the Giants, Houston, Carolina,
do you think if they're
Arena
doing,
League.
You're thinking like, you know, in other divisions, if they're, you know, some radio stations doing Jags by the Numbers, they have sacks of David Carr. Or,
oh,
know.
My gosh. I would submit David Thornton maybe by one length over Rocky Boyman. And don't over, you know, don't underestimate Rocky Boyman. Thornton was here for 5 years, but only played 4. He was hurt 1 year. Rocky Boyman was a fourth-round pick, of course, out of Notre Dame. The Ginger out of Cincinnati.
Huge Reds fan. I liked him immediately.
And I'll tell you, and I'm a little prejudiced because it's one of my favorite Titans to cover. Just a really good guy, career and post-career. And he's got a really great broadcasting
career.
Yeah,
he's become a really good broadcaster.
Really good. But, you know, 2003, played in all 16 games, made plays on special teams. He had 16 special teams tackles. He had a sack and a half. He had a safety. You know, he had a pick six. You know, so he made a lot of plays in his 3 years. When Peter Sermon went down with that horrible knee injury, you know, Rocky came in and did a good job until he got hurt. And, you know, he eventually won a Super Bowl with Indianapolis. You know, and, you know, we were happy for him, despite the fact it was Indy. But, you know,
didn't he make some wisecrack about Kaharski or something when he won the Super Bowl with the Colts?
Might have.
He made some crack about somebody. I can't remember around here. I can't remember who it was.
But, you know, good sense of humor, you know, good dude. But yeah, you know, you got to give it to Thornton because
I mean, David Thornton
he wasn't spectacular, but he was a solid guy at a time when the Titans needed a solid guy. But Rocky made a lot of plays, on teams, you know, blocked a kick at the end of a game. I mean, that 60-yard INT, which turned out to be, for a safety, earned him AFC Defensive Player of the Week honors back in 03. So Rocky did a lot.
With DT as the pick.
Yes.
David Thorne's a really nice guy.
Yep.
We move on to number 51. This player was part of the Super Bowl team. He was originally a fourth-round pick of Kansas City, signed with the Titans prior to the 99 season, started 15 games in 2000, 37 tackles, 7 for loss, 5.5 sacks, a forced fumble, and a pass defense. In 01, had 50 tackles, 10 for loss, a sack and a half, 1 interception, 4 passes defensed. One of our candidates in number 51, Greg Favors. The clip from Greg Favors was from January 6th of 2002 against the Bengals, fourth quarter, an interception. Here's Mike Keith.
Motion to the right. Kitna, toss sweep. Dillon going to throw. He fires into the end zone. Ball tip. Intercepted. Is it inbounds? Yes. Yes. Greg Favors tipped her and picked it off. Greg Favors takes it away. And the Titans have a big stop.
You know, that Super Bowl year, Floyd Reese had the Midas touch. You know, the complimentary guys that he brought in, Mike Frederick, Jason Fisk on the D-line, brought Favors in, from Kansas City, I think after he got cut by the Chiefs. And Favors, one of my enduring memories was, in the Music City Miracle, Favors running almost in a straight line down the field, mm-hmm. almost into the stands, and just staring in disbelief, like all of us, at what happened. But Favors had a short and sometimes sensational stay here with the Titans. Others to wear 51, a favorite of ours, and a native Kentuckian, Robert Reynolds, who had a great career, played on a national champion at Ohio State. The guy who would play, beyond the echo of the whistle. Rob was a solid backup, did a good job on special teams. I remember against the Ravens in 05, blocked a Dave Zastadil punt, and that ended up being a safety. But, he made some plays here, was a guy whose career was cut short by injuries. But still, a guy who remains memorable. Others to wear 51, Gerald McGrath, who was a high draft pick and really a dud. Had 3 disappointing seasons, had PED issues. And beyond that, David Bass was here for a couple of years, was a pretty solid backup. But that pretty much rounds out 51.
Yeah, we had Gerald McGrath on the list. Picked in the fourth round of the 09 draft. Rookie year had 41 tackles, 2 for loss, and an interception. 2010 had 57 tackles, 4 for loss, 2 passes defense, and 1.5 sacks. Limited action in 2011, missed all of 2012 with a knee injury.
Yeah.
We actually have a highlight for Gerald McGrath. Let's hear it. December 19th.
Texans officially at the 2. Chubb, play fake, looking, in trouble. Sacked! McGrath gets it back at the 13. From the blind side.
But I would give Favors the edge for 51.
That was December 19th of 2010, Gerald McGrath against Houston, a third quarter sack of Matt Schaub, called on Titans radio. Rob Reynolds to my high school.
Yep.
All right, 7:41. We come back. We'll pick up with number 52, and we're going to get into some good ones here when we come back. Wake Up Zone, we're doing Titans by the Numbers, a fun little summer series. More Wake Up Zone. Powered by the Tennessee Lottery coming up. Time to roll out to Wilson County Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. Mark, we have Mitchell Bone joining us now.
That's right. Wilson County Automotive Family, a Bone family tradition since 1927. And that includes, of course, Wilson County Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. Always fireworks when we have this guy on. Mitchell Bone, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
I'm great, and I know you're pumped for your 4th of July sale. Do tell.
We are, but I just wanted to take a minute and wish everybody a happy Independence Day. We will be closed tomorrow so that we can celebrate this great nation, and I hope everybody has a great and safe 4th. We were open today, and we'll be open the rest of the weekend with a great 4th of July savings that you can find, of course, on WilsonCountyMotors.com. And if you want some really big fireworks, come get a new Chevrolet Silverado, and don't tell your spouse until you get home.
Sounds great, Mitch. Okay, go ahead. You got more. Go ahead. You're on a roll.
Sorry, I didn't end it the way I normally do.
All right, well, listen, have a great 4th of July, Mitchell.
You too. Thanks, Mark.
All right. That's Wilson County Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. Great people, great deals, fantastic service in nearby Lebanon.
104.5 The Zone, 748 The Wake Up Zone. We are powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Go by any Tennessee Lottery retailer. Have a little fun with July instant games today. Well, throughout the summer, we've been doing Titans by the Numbers. We're about halfway done. Going to move into the second half starting this morning with number 50. Number 50 was David Thornton, 51 Greg Favors, Cheryl McGrath, a couple others in there too. We move on to number 52. This guy was selected by the Titans in the 4th round of the 2011 draft. His rookie year had a career-high 68 tackles, 5 for loss, couple forced fumbles and fumble recoveries, a pick and 3 passes defensed. 2012, played in only 7 games, had 38 stops, 3 for loss, and a 49-yard interception return for a touchdown. 2013, made 55 tackles, interception, forced fumble. Missed the 2014 season with a dislocated shoulder and retired in 2015. Number 52, played from 2011 to 2014, Colin McCarthy. Our clip for Colin came in a game in Miami November 11th of 2012. An interception return for a score. Mike Keith?
Tannehill's going to throw. Fires right side. Ball tipped. Intercepted. McCarthy. 45-40. 35-30. 25-20. 15. 10. 5. He dives for the end zone. He got there. Touchdown, Titans.
There's Mike Keith, the call of the Colin McCarthy interception of Tannehill. Whatever happened to that guy? That was in 2012, November 11th.
A couple of other notables who wore 52. One of them, Baron Wortham, who played most of his career, 94 to 98, with the Oilers, Houston, and Tennessee, but was a Titan in 99, was a starter on the Super Bowl team, a solid linebacker. But really only 1 year as a Titan, so hard to give him the distinction.
He was a really good player, right?
He was. He was a solid player, a very solid player out of UTEP. And another one, Ryan Fowler out of Duke. The only Titan I can think of that was signed as a restricted free agent to essentially an offer sheet, a contract. And he really turned out to be a swing and a miss. You know, was with the Titans in 07 and 08. A lot of injuries. And that really kind of highlighted his stay here. You know, he had a couple of moments. But really lost his job, you know, to a guy who became a mainstay at linebacker, Stephen Tulloch. And the Titans kind of admitted their mistake and cut him before the 09 season. Another one was Jamie Winborn, who had a very solid 10-year career in the NFL for a few teams. Started out, had some good years with the 49ers, but the Titans kind of got him on the back end. You know, he was a depth guy, sort of a situational guy. One of Woody Woodenhofer's favorite players.
Say, man, he was a heck of a player at Vanderbilt.
Oh,
Jamie
man.
Winborn
sure was. But Colin McCarthy, you know, wins it here. You know, kind of an undersized guy, and his body, you know, he was a really good football player, but really sort of playing in a strong safety's body. You know, he took a beating here and had to retire prematurely, but he had some good moments as a Titan.
So Colin McCarthy at 52. At 53, man, it's kind of slim pickings.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who you choose for 53.
Yeah, that's pretty much a runaway.
Yeah, 53 is a lock. It's Keith Bullock. First-round pick out of Syracuse in the 2000 draft, 30th overall, 6 years of 100-plus tackles, 4 seasons with 130 or more. First season as a full-time starter was in 02, second-team All-Pro. In 03, he was first-team All-Pro, made the Pro Bowl with 135 tackles, career-high 5 forced fumbles, a couple fumble recoveries, 2 interceptions, 3 sacks. You just kind of go down the list. 04, 152 tackles, 138 in 2005, 143 in 2006. In 07, Mr. Monday Night had 3 interceptions in 1 game against the Saints. We remember that, of course. Career high 5 picks that season, was also a first-team All-Pro. 09, his last year with the Titans, had 108 tackles with 3 interceptions. 10 years overall with Tennessee, over 1,000 tackles, 61 for loss, 18 sacks, 19 interceptions, 70 passes defensed, 15 forced fumbles, 12 fumble recoveries, 4 fumble recoveries returned for touchdowns, which is fourth best in the history of the NFL. 53, Keith Bullock. And, I mean, a runaway at 53. Our clip for Keith Bullock was in that three-interception game against the New Orleans Saints, September 24th of 2007.
Breeze dropping on second down, firing deep down the middle. Bullock intercepts it, and he slides down at the 35. Bullock with three interceptions. He is Mr. Monday Night. It's official.
No question. Keith Bullock, one of the great players in Titans history.
Yeah, and this is a guy that I not just because he was a Titan. If you watched him play, it's almost a crime that he only went to one Pro Bowl. I mean, and I understand that's a deep position, a competitive position, but don't tell me that Keith Bullock wasn't a Pro Bowl linebacker just about perennially. But he would, you know, always just miss, you know, played on a lot of bad Titans teams, especially later in his career. And, you know, he finished up with the Giants.
Right.
But, you know, had great years here. And arguably, I would say arguably, if he's not a part of the Titans, Mount Rushmore, you know, four best players, you know, which to me, you know, is pretty easily McNair, Eddie George. And I'm sorry, you got to include Bruce Matthews, because even though he only played here three seasons, he was an All-Pro twice
and a Pro Bowler
twice and a Hall of Famer. So, you know, fight it out for that fourth spot. You know, Frank, you know, obviously, you know, probably is the leader in the clubhouse, but KB is right there. You know, even Blaine, I mean, you know, but Blaine, the years that Blaine made the Pro Bowl and got All-Pro, he was in Houston. He was an Oiler, but still, you know.
As Blaine, far as the Tennessee Titans, I mean, Keith Bullock has to be the best defensive player in the years they've been here.
Yeah, although, you know, you had, you know, some pretty prolific guys. I mean, you had, you know, Javon Curse, but not, you know, and you had Van de Bosch.
Yeah, Albert Hainsworth was.
You know, Albert Hainsworth.
Samari,
you know,
role. I mean, yeah.
But you know, Samari had a lot of good years here. And I would submit that he should be right up there as far as, you know, best players. But other 53s, real quick, I look at Quentin Groves, former second-round pick of the Jacksonville Jags, who kind of, you know, just never kind of lived up to his potential and sadly, you know, died young at age 32 of a heart attack. And Darren Bates, you know, played a year here on special teams, but far and away, 53. I mean, come on, man.
All right, 7:56 of time, the Wake Up Zone doing Titans by the numbers. Come back on the other side, finish things up for this morning with 54. More Wake Up Zone coming up and your chance to win Braves tickets too. We need to make sure I mention that. For the Braves Nationals game on 104.5 The Zone night at SunTrust Park, that's going to be on July 20th. We'll pass those tickets along too on the other side. More Wake Up Zone after this.
This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, with Mark Howard, Lane Bishop, and Kevin Ingram.
This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer. Have some fun with July instant games today. 8:02 the time. Mark Howard alongside him. Kevin Ingram. Blaine's out this morning. So is Mr. Schaefer. Got our man Morgan behind the glass. Morgan Alexander, good to see him. Coming up just a little bit, Brent Hubbs from BallQuest.com. That'll be in about 15 minutes. Going to wrap up Titans by the numbers for this Wednesday morning in just a moment. Let's give you first chance for to win some tickets to watch some baseball. 104.5 The Zone night at SunTrust Park is coming up Saturday, July 20th, down just north of Atlanta. As the Braves play the Nationals, we want to give you a couple tickets. Caller 5-615-737-ZONE. Where are you this morning? Braves country. Hook up with a pair of seats for the Braves and Nationals on Zone night, SunTrust Park, July 20th. Caller 5-615-737-ZONE. One of the nicest places to watch baseball on the planet.
Haven't been there yet.
You need to go. That place is awesome. Highly recommended.
And they like build new ballparks in Atlanta every 3 years.
Yeah, they do. They really do. They don't. The shelf life for ballparks in Atlanta is not very long. We've been doing Titans by the numbers. We've rolled through the early part of the 50s, including David Thornton and Greg Favors, Gerald McGrath, Colin McCarthy, 53, of course, Keith Bullock. 54, a couple different candidates here. Excuse me. Guy, first of all, selected by the Titans in the seventh round of the 04 draft out of SEMO, out of Southeast Missouri State, the 239th overall selection. Full-time starter at left guard in 08. That's a few years down the road, was a full-time starter at center starting in 2010. Missed the 2012 season due to injury. Played in 124 games, started 68 of them for the Titans. Eugene Amano turned out to be a pretty solid offensive lineman.
Oh, no doubt. And that's a guy that that I feel like deserves to be Mr. 54 with who he's competing with. But, yeah, I thought that Amano had a solid career, as you mentioned. Four-year starter at center, a guy who sort of worked his way up and had a nice payoff for him.
The other number 54 under consideration is a guy who played more recently, selected by the Titans in the fifth round of the 2014 draft out of Kentucky. Started 12 games his rookie year, posted 79 tackles, three sacks, a couple fumble recoveries, more than 100 tackles in both 2015 and 16. His last season with the Titans was 2017, 92 tackles, three sacks, two forced fumbles, Avery Williamson.
Yeah, a guy, though, who was, you know, a solid player, but essentially a two-down player. They didn't really trust him in pass coverage, which is why they didn't want to pay him. The Jets felt otherwise, and, you know, he did a nice job for them last year. But if you stack up their careers, I'd probably give Eugene Amano the edge. Now, another 54 is Rocky Kalmus, who played here 3 years. Coming out of Oklahoma, and you want to talk about a decorated college player. You know, he was a two-time consensus first-team All-American, was on a national championship team with the Sooners. You know, you go to Norman, Rocky Kalmus is the man.
Yeah, he was a big-time college player.
Rocky was a little, you know, a little undersized and maybe a step slow, but and again, he got beat up too. That was a guy who gave his body to the NFL, and, you know, that curtailed his career. But they liked him. He was drafted in the third round, is still in the area. I think he's done some coaching. He also owns a landscaping business. I don't know about the coaching part. I know for sure about the landscaping business and a guy who's continued to make his home here.
Rocky Kalmus and Rocky Bowman with the Titans at one point. Clip from Avery Williamson. This is from November 17th of 2014 against the Steelers. Third quarter, back-to-back sacks of Big Ben.
Three receivers to the left on second and six. Roethlisberger in the shotgun. Blitz coming. Roethlisberger under pressure. Hit. Sacked! That's four for the Titans. And that is Avery Williamson. Titans set to rush four. They actually come with six. Here's a blitz. Roethlisberger in trouble. Sacked! It's Williamson again. He's got 2.5.
Mike Keith from Titans Radio with a call. Third quarter, only seconds apart. Back-to-back sacks for Avery Williamson against Ben Roethlisberger.
Hard to find a highlight for a center. Great block!
Titans on 3rd and 15. Amano will snap.
Amano keeping his man off the quarterback.
It would be kind of a nice highlight thing for a center or something like that. Would be pancakes, anybody?
Right. Exactly.
So there are two candidates at 54, Eugene Amano and Avery Williamson, to wrap up this morning's installment of Titans.
Don't forget Phil Glover, one-and-doneer on the Titans Super Bowl winner. A seventh-round pick out of Utah. I believe he went on to the Arena League. But
we used to just get all kinds of guys out of Utah back in the day.
Yep. He was my neighbor in Bellevue.
Good man. Was he really?
Good guy. Really good guy. Uh-huh. Yes.
Do you have an autographed jersey at your home?
I do not. Didn't want to play fanboy.
Okay.